DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today.
Our first guest is Catherine Walsh, Director of Policy at the National Youth Council of Ireland, which has released its pre-budget submission, which is looking for more money to be invested in the youth sector. Tell us, first of all, why this is important in light of the way that there have been some young people maybe caught up in some of the rioting that we've seen in this country over the last year or so.
Well, good evening, Matt. Well, just to first of all, I just really want to point out the really critical role of youth work. So it's a really important preventive tool for young people who are at risk of social and educational exclusion, harm, exploitation. So really, it's so important as a place of safety, belonging and growth for young people. It's a key protective factor and it must be prioritised and resourced. Unfortunately, in recent times, it hasn't been resourced how it should have been. And, you know, we know that funding for the youth work sector, it's decreased significantly since the 2008 economic crash. There have been small increases since 2020. But given that we have an increasing youth population, we have a cost of living crisis, inflation, this has just not been acceptable. So what we're hearing from our youth workers is that there has been, you know, we are seeing at the door of youth work this rise in divisive narratives, and you know, we are trying to build positive relationships within our communities amidst growing concerns about the vulnerability. But in order to do that, we need the resources to do that.
What use would you put the resources to?
Well, as I said, you know, youth work is really essential in supporting young people. We offer a wide range of services such as youth worker support, peer support, youth club activities and counselling. And one of the important point to remember about youth work is it happens where young people are. It happens in their communities, in the spaces where they are. It's not asking them to come somewhere, you're meeting them at those spaces. And that's where you can start to listen to them, hear their voices, and start to challenge those divisive narratives. I know in the introduction to this section, or into your show there, Matt, you started to talk about, you know, the misinformation, disinformation around the Olympics. And we've seen how quickly that takes off. We need spaces for young people to question, to a safe space for young people to question, to ask, you know, to raise these issues, and for people, to, you know, their peers and other people to talk to. As I said, safe spaces, and that we need to empower young people to be those active citizens and to keep them, you know, guarded from extremist ideologies that could lead to violent behaviour. So youth work really does have an important role. It has those important structures. You know,
yeah, just explain a little bit more though what youth work actually is. What sort of things is this aimed at those who may not have finished their schooling or who have just finished in school? What is it?
Yeah, well, youth work is above all, it's an educational and development process, and it's based on the principles of young people's voluntary participation, as I said, starting where young people are at, and recognising, you know, that it's a learning process. So young people are active partners in the decision-making processes, in programmes, setting priorities. So just different types of activities can happen across youth work. You know, there's different programmes, activities across arts, citizenship, intercultural, STEAM, rights, equality, health and well-being. There's so many different activities there. Again, focused and co-created with young people, which is so critical. As I said, it goes back to, you know, being in the spaces where young people are. And it is like that non-formal education piece, but it's from, you know, as I said, it happens from young people. Some young people are in schools, but other times it is outside of school, maybe some people who aren't in the educational setting.
And how many young people does it tend to help in any particular year?
There, unfortunately, the data, it's not very well collected. Now, there is an upcoming action plan on youth services or youth work, and we're hoping that as part of that, more data will be collected. But we know, you know, for the National Youth Council, we, our member organisations support hundreds of thousands of young people right across the state every day. And as I said, our organisations are telling us that now they are doing more with less. Their capacity is at, or their capacity to deliver is being completely stretched with resources, with cost of living, and trying to support young people as best they can with the resources they can. But it's getting more and more difficult to do that.
Okay, Catherine Walsh, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the National Youth Council of Ireland. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.